The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Our two readings today, our first reading and the gospel, kind of gives us a summary of what we are celebrating, what Christmas is all about. The first thing is we know from the gospels that led to the birth of Jesus that the way the birth of Jesus came around is because Mary and Joseph did God's will. So one thing I think we need to take for with us as we move forward into a new year is, are we doing God's will? Do we discern God's will? Do we listen to the voice of God? Do we say yes to it like Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, did? The other point that the first reading makes is the reason God sent us his only son is so that our sins can be forgiven, so that one day, as Jesus shared in our human nature, we can share in his divine nature and live forever with God. That's why God sent us his only son. It wasn't just an experiment to see how life on earth is, but to bring us the forgiveness of our sins. And from the gospel, I think the message that we can take is that we have to be patient. It takes time. Whether we're working on trying to improve ourselves, to you know, stop sinning and choosing things of the world and doing only God's will, we know that doesn't happen over time. Also, it takes some time on our part, and we need to be patient with ourselves. But we need to persevere in our faith. Anna, for many years, kept going to the temple, praying and fasting, because she trusted in the promises of God. So she waited. That's why we have the season of Advent before Christmas. It's a time of waiting. Just like the people of Israel waited for Jesus' first coming, we have to wait for Christ's second coming. And hopefully, too, we remain faithful and persevere in our faith, in doing God's will, and in asking the Lord to forgive us our sins, those times we choose to do our will or the will of the world over God's will.